Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a future where 85 million Indian jobs face high automation risk, primarily in manufacturing, transportation, retail, and data entry sectors. That is the stark reality India is gearing up to address with its latest initiative. First, let's talk about the SOAR initiative, which was launched by President Draupadi Murmu on 1st January 2026 at Rashtrapati Bhavan, alongside Gujarat's launch of the India Artificial Intelligence Research and Operations, or IARO, at GIFT City. What makes this significant is that it signals India's accelerated push to build an AI-ready workforce before large-scale automation disrupts traditional employment. So, which stands for Skilling for AI Readiness, is a flagship initiative under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, or MSDE. Crucially, it has a three-layer approach, school level, where AI fundamentals will be embedded in the Class 6 to 12 curriculum under the National Education Policy 2020 framework, vocational level, where AI-augmented trades will be introduced for ITI and PMKVY trainees in manufacturing, logistics, and healthcare, and higher education, where industry-linked AI specialization modules will be offered under the AICTE and UGC frameworks. Building on this, let's look at India's AI skilling ecosystem and the key institutions involved. Gujarat's IARO at GIFT City is India's first state government-backed AI research institution, set up as a Section 8 company, which is a non-profit entity, in a public-private partnership, or PPP, model. It is affiliated with India's International AI Research Network and will focus on applied AI research in areas like fintech AI, climate analytics, agricultural AI, and urban governance. It is worth pausing here to note that GIFT City, where IARO is located, was established under the Gujarat International Finance Tech City Company Ltd. and is a special economic zone, or SEZ, combined with an International Financial Services Center, or IFSC. This positioning is significant because it allows IARO to attract global AI researchers and companies within the IFSC regulatory sandbox. Now, let's turn to the automation challenge that India's workforce is facing. According to a report by the McKinsey Global Institute in 2023, by 2030, 85 million Indian jobs will face high automation risk, primarily in sectors like manufacturing, where textile workers and assembly line operators will be affected, transportation, where truck drivers and delivery workers will be impacted after the adoption of electric and autonomous vehicles, retail, where cashiers and inventory managers will be at risk, and data entry and BPO, a sector that employs around 5 million people in India. But why does this matter? The answer lies in India's demographic dividend, which is the potential economic windfall from a large working-age population. However, if the workforce lacks the skills for an AI economy, this dividend can quickly turn into a demographic disaster. Now, let us look at how the National Education Policy 2020 provides the framework for AI skilling. The policy introduces coding from Class 6, which will help build foundational computational thinking skills. It also allows for multiple exit and entry points in higher education, enabling AI micro-credentials, and provides for an academic bank of credits, which will allow students to accumulate AI course credits across institutions. Additionally, the policy proposes the expansion of IIT AI research, with 23 new IITs and a National AI Institute, or NAI, on the cards. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The country is taking significant steps to build an AI-ready workforce, which will not only help it mitigate the risks of automation but also position it as a leader in the global AI landscape. Now, let us turn to some global benchmarks. Other countries are also investing heavily in AI skilling, and India will need to keep pace with these developments to remain competitive. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SOAR initiative was launched on 1st January 2026 by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship is the nodal ministry for SOAR, and it has a budget of 500 crore rupees for a Center of Excellence in AI for Education. The initiative is accompanied by the Hush Skill the Nation Challenge. The IRO, or India Artificial Intelligence Research and Operations, is located at Gift City in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, and is a Section 8 company, which is a non-profit entity, set up in a public-private partnership model. It is India's first state-backed AI research institution and is affiliated with India's International AI Research Network. Future Skills Prime is a joint initiative of NASSCOM and the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, and has over 10 lakh learners. It offers 10 emerging technology tracks, including AI, Big Data, Cloud, and IoT. India's workforce data shows that the total workforce is around 550 million, with only about 10%, or 55 million, in the formal sector. The youth population, which is under 35 years old, is around 65 crore, and around 12 million new entrants join the labor market every year. India produces around 2.5 million STEM graduates every year, which is the highest in the world. However, by 2030, 85 million jobs face high automation risk, according to the McKinsey Global Institute. Other relevant facts include the National Skill Development Corporation, or NSDC, which is a public-private partnership body under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, with a corpus of 5,000 crore rupees. The Skill India Mission, which was launched in 2015, has trained over 1 crore people every year and offers over 700 trades under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana, or PMKVY. The PMKVY provides short-duration certification, and over 40 lakh people have been certified under this scheme. The All India Council for Technical Education, or AICTE, has made AI integration mandatory in all engineering programs from 2025 to 26. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains, particularly in the science and technology and skill development sectors. Remember this number, 85 million jobs at risk of automation by 2030. Note this carefully, the SOAR initiative and IRO are key institutions in India's AI skilling ecosystem. In conclusion, India's push to build an AI-ready workforce is a critical step in mitigating the risks of automation and positioning the country as a leader in the global AI landscape. As India navigates this transition, it will be crucial to keep a close eye on developments in the AI skilling ecosystem and their implications for the country's demographic dividend.